You're watching FloridaDaily.net. We're at Surfaces 2013, and I'm here with Jack Rady Jr., who's president of WF Taylor. Jack, how you doing?
Very good. Thanks, Kemp.
Good to be with you. Actually, you know, WF Taylor, a little background on you guys. You've been around for quite some time. You've got plants on the East Coast in Dalton area, and you've got one on the West Coast in L.A., and you're well-known in the business. What have I forgot to mention?
Well, you know, we've been around for about 35 years now, and maybe 40. I've got to think about it. But, you know, we're a major supplier to the OEM business as well, both carpet, resilient wood, other aspects of the business as well. So, you know, we pride ourselves on our R&D and what we bring to the market new every year. And so we've got a few new things this year as well.
So you'd say you're a leader in the adhesive business, and you play in both commercial and residential projects, don't you?
Yes, that's correct, and we also are in the home center arena a little bit as well under certain private labels to some of the big box stores.
All right, so you've got some pretty exciting things to talk about at the show. Tell us a little bit about what you're rolling out at the show.
Well, this year we're rolling out an extension of our MS chemistry, our MS polymer chemistry, which we developed for the wood industry primarily in the last several years, and that's a green product that has no isocyanates and no solvents and those types of things. It's GreenGuard listed, and it's got a lot of advantages over the legacy adhesives used in the wood flooring industry. And in addition to that, we've extended the line now with an MS polymer product for resilient flooring, and that would be good for your solid vinyl tiles, your sheet vinyls, homogeneous sheet vinyls, as well as your LVP and LVT type products as well. And that's a product that gives you a moisture vapor protection. We call it our MBA adhesive, and we were able to trademark MBA, believe it or not, which stands for moisture barrier adhesive. And so it gives you 10 pounds, it gives you 90 plus RH, and it's impervious to any alkalinity at all. So it replaces two-part epoxies that have been traditionally used since basically World War II for the flooring industry. And it's not a chemical reaction, it's a moisture cure as well as an oxygen cure. It's got a lot of advantages over trying to use two-part epoxies and that type of thing for the business.
And both of these products are sold under the MS Plus brand?
They are sold under our label. They're also sold under various resilient manufacturers' labels as well right now. And it's very new to the industry. We've had a long day today bringing this out to a lot of the contractor people that come in and see us, and explaining how it's a better product for, you know, rubber flooring and those types of things than the traditional two-part epoxies.
I got to admit, Jack, you know, we had this time slot scheduled, and I had to wait a few minutes because it looks like you were teaching your competitors what you're up to here.
Yeah, we had a few guys wanting to know what's going on, and, you know, recently we were in Paris at the World Adhesive Conference, and that had 1,500 adhesive companies from around the world and, of course, a lot of suppliers and that type of thing. And I had a million guys coming up in the hall and asking us about these products and what we're doing and that. So we're kind of in a world-leading position, you know, when it comes to dealing with this modified silane, which is the MS chemistry.
And this is not solvent-based. This is water-based chemistry, right?
No, it's 100% solids. There's no water in any of them. They bring the best of the traditional urethane-type products in that they're moisture cure, but they're much a safer approach in that they're solvent-free and isocyanate-free and GreenGuard listed. And, you know, and there's a lot of legislation pending with the EPA in California and other places regarding isocyanate-containing adhesives. Already have been instituted in Japan and Europe and other places around the world. So we, you know, we're the first in the U.S. market really to be out with a fully integrated approach now with MS chemistry.
Now, both of these products you mentioned, one is for hardwood and the other one is for resilient. When do people glue their hardwood down? And I mean, that actually is one of the best ways to put it down because you don't have to worry about a lot of that changing in shape over the temperature changes, right?
Well, a lot of the market is a glue down market, primarily along the coastal regions of the country. And now, to a degree, we're seeing more glue down wood when it comes to multifamily installations and that type of thing with wood. And this brings also not only the moisture protection, but it brings in sound deadening capability. So you've got your sound ratings and deltas and that type of thing. And I can't quote the numbers right now without looking at them, but you know it's been tested with the acoustical lab. So you get that ability too. So you can put wood down directly without putting down other cork or other underlayments and things like that for sound. So it's really great for multifamily and condo units and that type of thing as well. And anywhere where you're gluing directly on concrete, it's a better approach than what you would see by nailing down on plywood or raised subfloors.
And with this moisture barrier product, you can actually get on concrete, a little bit greener concrete, and don't have to worry about those issues?
Yeah, really. It cures with the moisture of the concrete or the moisture of the wood, depending on what you're doing. So it's great for resilient. You bring up the moisture values that traditionally have been acceptable for resilient flooring up to about 10 pounds, which, you know, basically covers most of those jobs and does a real good job of it. And it's great for rehab where you have some kind of constant moisture intrusion coming in as well. So it's a big advance in the industry. And chemistry-wise, it's great that you can clean it off your hands. You can clean it off the face of the material very easily. You don't need special solvents or wipes to clean up the adhesive. So it's just a big improvement for the installer as well as for the environment, too. So,
all right, talk about your business as far as, you know, what your outlook is for 13 and how you guys have been doing.
We had a very good 2012, and we finished very strongly, and we're hoping to do the same in 13. You know, it's been tough to forecast the last 4 or 5 years for like everyone else. So, you know, we are tied to the success of the people we private label for, and the success of our distributors around the country. And there's still consolidation and that type of thing. So it's a little tough to be on the right side of all of it, but we're trying hard. I think these kinds of products give us an advantage to go in there and pick up market share where we, you know, have fought a lot of other people with Me Too type products. So I think that's where we're really going to aim the next year. But we look for a strong 13. As long as the rest of the world cooperates, we'll be fine. So, I mean, I think we've turned the corner a little bit on the construction market and the housing, and so that's a positive sign as well.
All right, Jack, it was great to spend time with you. So, again, WF Taylor, a company that's learned how to differentiate itself, been in the business a long time, been talking to Jack Rady, who's president, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.